I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On this Friday afternoon, a brand new weather person joins us. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. That's a new company here in town that uses big data. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time and being with us going forward now, Eric. I really appreciate that. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and Agrible?
Sure. So I am a senior atmospheric scientist and co-founder of Agrible, and my role at Agrible is to basically bring in the best weather information that we can possibly bring. So this includes historical weather information as well as the best forecast information. And we're basically putting together products that make producers more efficient and help them maximize profits and minimize effort. And it's been an absolute blast to work for this company. Been had a lot of early success and looking forward to how it unfolds in the future.
So those who are interested and piqued at this point can go to agrible.com. That's Agrible.com. We'll talk more probably with you over the time about the company and the products because it's just really cool stuff. But we need to talk about the weather forecast. Looks like we're going to get a little snow in parts of Illinois this weekend.
Yeah, about a week ago, the forecast models began to hint at a system coming out of Colorado. We call them Colorado lows, that kind of snuck across the Great Plains of the last 24 hours and is currently trying to produce a little band of snow that's going to really hit Iowa, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. And it's great. It's got the potential to put down a few inches of snow, pretty widespread blanket of at least 4 inches up there. And there'll be some locations that maybe get more than that. National Weather Service has been putting out the winter storm warnings, and so we're watching it closely. There'll be a pretty sharp divide as you head south in Illinois on where the rain-snow boundary is going to be. But a bigger factor in how the snow is going to impact downstate is the fact that our soil temperatures are still upper 40s, lower 50s. And so a lot of that stuff is going to fall, and it will melt as it does so. I think for downstate Illinois, we're going to start off with a rain event, and then as the cooler temperatures try to work their way in, we might see a switch over to snow. I wouldn't be surprised south of I-80, and of course getting towards Champaign-Urbana and then points south of that, we'll get an inch of snow out of this particular system. But it's an interesting one. It was kind of exciting to see it come across, given that we're in an El Nino year, and El Nino years statistically kind of look a little bit warmer and potentially less snow in this part of the world.
Yeah, that 16-degree low on Saturday night is going to feel awfully cold.
I know.
Let's go to warmer climes. Yeah, tell me a little bit about South America.
Sure. South America, we were kind of a little concerned starting off the season, and that was because a lot of the main growing region there in Mato Grosso and central Brazil had a drier than normal dry season. But the rains do return, and they did. Maybe a couple weeks later than what was optimal, but it's been raining very regularly across the primary regions where they grow beans and corn down there. But overall, because of the El Nino event that's going on, historically and statistically, they have good yield years in Brazil for beans when this kind of stuff is happening. You know, we're forecasting another great year for yields out of Brazil, which means that the global markets are going to have a lot of grain to deal with. Given the fact that they keep planting more acres and El Nino conditions are favorable for their yields, I think that this year is certainly going to be another big one for them.
Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible right here in Champaign, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.